consider sacrifices to God, our time, our resources, all the things that we give up to God. God is saying that the most important thing isn't that, but it's relationship with me and with others. And I think about that, I'm like, whoa, God doesn't care about what we do or what if we're doing the right thing or if we're good. Like, I mean, that comes into it. But the most important thing to him is relationship with him and with others. And I like to relate this back to all the way back to Genesis and why the world was created. Like, I think people from the beginning of time and to the end of time are always going to ask that question, why was the world created? And if I look at who God is, he's all powerful, he's all loving, and he's all knowing. And if he's all those three things, what was he lacking that he needed to create the world? Like, was it that he was bored and he was like, oh, let me have something to play with, like this would be fun? Like, I don't think that's really fitting with his character. Or was it that he was lonely and he was like, oh, you know, I need someone else in my life. Like, I don't think that was it. What I think, God created the world because he wanted relationship with us. He wanted to share the relationship that he has with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. And he wanted to share that with us. So he created the world. And I think in my understanding, when I came to think of that, like, as Jesus says here in this passage, like, he says that there is no commandment greater than these. And if this is the most important commandment, and it's the reason that Jesus created the world, then I had to change the way that I thought and did things, because relationship was definitely not the most important in my life always. And so let's look at the first part of this, relationship with God. And for this, I also like to look at the YWAM goal, which is know God. And as on the screen, thank you. And I can say, like, people know God in different ways. They connect with him in different ways. Maybe it's through journaling. Maybe it's through listening to music. Like, I don't know how you connect with God. But I know for me recently, it's been asking really simple questions of God and finding out really profound answers that I didn't realize how much they meant to me. So, for example, I love to watch movies, especially Marvel movies. I don't know about you guys, but this is my favorite. And I was sitting there and I was talking to God and I was like, God, do you ever watch movies? Like, kind of not really, like, you know, expecting anything in return. And I just felt God say to me all the time. And I was like, all the time? Sorry, what? Like, is there a big widescreen up there in heaven that you just chill out to? Like, what does that mean? And then he said, well, while you're watching movies, I'm right there watching with you. And then I got a picture of him sitting next to me on the couch. And I was just like struck, like, oh my gosh, God is literally always with us, even with in the insignificant things that seem really insignificant, he's right there next to us. And then there was another time, I also really love ice cream, all kind of weather. I'll have ice cream raining, ice cream, whenever, ice cream. And I was standing in the supermarket aisle and I was trying to choose which flavor of ice cream to buy. It's, you know, decisions. And I was like, okay, I don't know what to decide. Like, I'll just ask God, you know, like, why not? He seems the easiest way to make a decision. So I was like, God, which flavor of ice cream shall I buy? And like, kind of not expecting a response. And I just felt him say to me, buy the one that you haven't tried before because you won't be satisfied until you know what it tastes like. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's really true. Oh, God, you know me so much better than I know myself. And it was just one of those moments where I'm like, oh, God knows us so well. And if I didn't ask all those, like, simple questions, I wouldn't have known that. And it, like, obviously my relationship with God hasn't always been this easy. Like, I haven't always been able to ask a question and get a response quite like that. But there was a time last year when it actually really changed, and that was for one reason. I started to think of my relationship with God like my relationships with people I have here on earth. So like the relationship I have with my parents or I have with my friends. And I started changing the way I think about the relationship with God in two ways. One is through my emotions. So I don't know about any of you, but sometimes my parents and my friends can get on my nerves and I get a little annoyed. I love them. and we'll sometimes have an argument and then we'll get all the emotions out and then we're done and we're fine and we forget it and we move on. But I realize that sometimes with God, I get angry. I can get angry. So for example, like if you pray for something and you don't see it happen, and if you want God to answer a question, it seems like he doesn't answer. It can be really annoying. But we, I think, as humans can very much be like, oh, God's so holy, though. It can't be anything of his fault. Like, I'll just shove down that anger. I won't think about it. But we had a speaker come to us at Wai Wan Mo Wan Gong, and they said, what does it look like for us to actually express our anger to God? And in saying that, our relationship with him can go deeper. And I was like, okay, I guess that makes sense. Like, let me try this. So I spent some time and I was like, okay, is there anything I was angry at? And I couldn't think of something in the moment. But then it came to a day in September and I realized that I was really angry at God and I didn't want to talk to him. But I was on this whole like, tell God your anger kick. So I was like, okay, God, I'm really angry at you and I don't want to talk to you right now. Like, not interested. And then I just get a picture of like him bringing me a bouquet of flowers. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm angry, go away. And he was like, when you push me away, I draw closer. And that was just a picture to me like, oh my gosh, even in like times when I don't want to be near to God or times when I'm angry at him, he's coming closer to me. And I wouldn't have seen that and I wouldn't have experienced that deepening of relationship if I hadn't have said that to God and expressed my anger to him. And then the other way that I started to see my relationship with God, like my relationship with people here on earth, was in how I spend my time. So in Australia, I like to go on hikes with my friend, away from the poisonous spiders and snakes, not near them, somewhere else. And as I go on hikes, I like to meet up with my friends, or we watch a movie together, Marvel movie. No, I'm joking, not always. And we do this together, and I spend this intentional time hanging out with my friends because they're important to me, and it's fun. Like, I enjoy spending time with them. But I realized very much with God that it was like, I would spend time with him, and I would read my Bible, because we're always told to read our Bible, and I'm saying reading the Bible is good. But I would do that out of obligation. I would spend that time with God, and it wasn't actually because I wanted to be there sometimes. And I realized, what does it look like to actually spend time with God when I want to spend time with God and actually want to be there? Like, no one wants to hang out with a friend that doesn't want to hang out with you. Like, if you go on a coffee date and someone's there with you opposite, but they don't really want to be there, they're like on their phone all the time, or they're like, okay, is it time to go yet? Like, no one wants to be like that. And I think God is the same. Like, it's easy because with our friends, we see them here on earth, but we don't always see our best friend, Jesus. So what does it look like to intentionally spend time with him? And this is something I started doing more, that maybe I'd go on a hike with God. I'd be like, okay, God, we're going on a hike today. Or I'd be like, okay, God, do you want to come watch this movie with me? And it wasn't necessary that we were talking the whole time, but I was intentionally inviting him into that space with me. And that really changed my relationship with God. So that's the first bit of the commandment Jesus said to us, like, love God, and how I've experienced that in my life. And then the second part, which is love others. And again, I think this relates back to that YWAM motto, like, again, it's great, make God known. Like, you can't make God known to people you don't have relationship with. So if relationship with others is really important, what does that look like? So I've been with Youth and Mission for actually 4 years now, and there's never a shortness of opportunities to serve. There is always a need, and there's always a time to be serving, and there's always something that can be done. And I realized earlier this year that there was a time when I just started doing, and I would just get the job done to get on to the next one, to then do the next thing and do the next thing, that I actually forgot about the people I was doing it for or the people I was working with. So I was in Vietnam earlier this year leading a team of 8 students, and we were teaching dance to kids at this disabled school. And before we went, we would plan what we were going to do. And this planning took forever. Like, it was a really long time. When you have like 5 people throwing all their ideas in, it would always take long, and it was only for like an hour dance lesson. And I got so frustrated. I was like, come on, if one person just leads this, you know, we're done. We'll be done. But I quickly got convicted that that wasn't the way to do things, and that God was really telling me that actually the people that we were planning for deserved the time that we put in. And the people that I was planning with deserved all their opinions to be heard, and that I wasn't giving them that space. And I was like, ooh, God, I'm so sorry. Okay, like, what does it look like for me to put people first in this situation? And this is definitely something that I've realized in many different ways. So I live in Australia, and yes, it is a Western nation, but they do things very differently to us here in England. For example, Christmas is actually in summer, so that involves different summer foods and that you eat at Christmas. And it's all done differently. Or I work with people from different countries that like to do things differently to the way us Brits do it. Or I go to different countries and people like to do it differently to us Brits do it. And it's often I have to put down what I would maybe enjoy doing or what or doing something the way that I would do it for the sake of relationship and putting people first and doing it their way to say, I honor you and I respect you so that I'm going to put that first. So, for example, when I was in Mongolia, we would get served yak buttermilk tea every house we went into. It's very different to the tea that we have here. The main ingredient is it's very salty. So it's not something that I would usually drink, but you're served to it in this house, and the faces of people as they give it to you is so like lit up because they made it especially to you, for you. And I realized that drinking this tea, even if it's not something I would normally do or I would prefer, is more important to me and not offending the people I'm with than what I would want. Or when I was in India, we wore the cultural dress every day, which is long trousers and then a dress or a skirt that covers your butt, because that's respect. And you also have to wear a scarf backwards over your neck to respect the locals, because we're like, oh, we see you and we love your culture and we want to come in. And everywhere we went, people would be like, why are you wearing that? What are you doing? And it just built relationship that we were able to do that second part of the YWAM motto, like make God known, because we were building relationship in all these different ways. Even though maybe it was really, really hot in India and I wanted to wear shorts and a t-shirt, like what was more important to me was the relationship of the people that I was there to serve. And this is something I'm definitely challenged with continually, and I have not by any means got it down, but I know that everywhere I go, there's always something in common we have with people. Like, we're all made in the image of God. And every person then, therefore, has a characteristic of God I want to get to know. And actually, we're so similar. Like, I ate ice cream with kids in China. I discussed Marvel movies with teenagers in Vietnam. Like, I've sat at tables with refugees in Lebanon. And like, because you know what? We all have to eat once in a while. And everywhere we go, we're all made in the image of God. We all have something that we can relate to in one another. So what does it look like for us to put ourselves second and others first in that? And that if we're all doing that, if we're all putting relationship with God and people first, as this commandment says, then everyone we encounter may come to see and know the life and the love of God that we have in our lives and how that can be a part of their lives. And that's what I want to see. If we know God and make God known, or we love God and then love others, like how can that change the world or the communities or the workplaces that we are in?